الحمد لله وكفى، سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This time of year, a lot of people are involved in some form of gardening and planting. And anyone that knows anything about trees, for instance, you'll know that it's essential that for any tree, the roots are very firmly grounded, very firmly planted within the ground. I mean, everyone knows that, you know, that's the most important critical part of the plant. Because you could, you know, cut off a branch and the tree will manage, it'll survive, it'll grow. You can cut off, to be honest, even the stem or the trunk, and it'll somehow sprout out more and it'll be able to function and manage. And the roots, although they're so far deep within the ground that you can't even see them, you know, to a novice, for instance, they wouldn't even know that this was a functional or necessary part of a tree. It's so critical, right? I mean, without the function of the root, without the health of the root, the entire tree begins to suffer. And in fact, if the roots are not functioning, you can completely get rid of the tree altogether because there's no way to keep it alive. And so this sort of analogy applies to many things in life, but in particular, it applies to our actions as well as believers. There's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. It comes in Sahih Bukhari. It's a hadith that, you know, you may have heard before. The Prophet ﷺ said, وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. The Prophet ﷺ says, it's so beautiful because he introduces it in like a very vague riddle type fashion, right? He said, in the body, there is a piece of flesh or an organ, you can say, or a portion of the body, that if it is, if it's well, then the entire body is well. And if it is corrupt, and if there's fasad within it, then the entire body is also corrupt. And then he says, "Ala wa hiya al-qalb," that, you know, most certainly with emphasis, this is the heart. This is the heart. The Prophet is referring to the spiritual heart. Now, it's something that, you know, we obviously talk about often, but I think it's nice to just remind ourselves every now and then that this is key to the success of every single believer. Look, we have two responsibilities when we're placed into this world. One responsibility is the responsibility of directly serving and worshiping Allah. And the second responsibility that we have is serving the creation of Allah, or serving people. Or I shouldn't say serving, but we have a responsibility toward people in general. Those are the two primary responsibilities that every believer has. No one is exempt from this. This is really the sole purpose we're placed on earth. And when it comes to, you know, servicing Allah or serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, this is manifested through outward behaviors, through prayer, through fasting, through the dhikr of Allah, through prayer in the middle of the night, through engaging the Quran, through all the other a'mal that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Right? And so this, the key to our success when it comes to worshiping Allah comes back to the organ that the Prophet ﷺ referenced, which is the heart. So if the heart is in good shape, then inevitably the actions that are going to be, that are designed to serve or designed to worship Allah, those are also going to be sound as well. The Fajr prayer in the morning, it becomes automatic. It becomes a pleasure rather than a burden. That the tahajjud in the middle of the night, it becomes a pleasure rather than an action that you really have to make an effort toward. The fasts, right, during the month of Ramadan or outside, they become something that we look forward to rather than something that holds us back. The, you know, taking the Quran off the shelf. I mean, all of these deeds that are directly that directly involve us engaging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they all become so second nature that it becomes a pleasure rather than a burden, right? And then similarly, right, along the same lines, is service to the creation of Allah. That's the second primary responsibility that every human being has. We're created in a society. That society consists of different spheres. The first sphere is our nuclear family, then our extended family, then our community, then beyond the community, the greater ummah of the Prophet ﷺ, and beyond that, all of creation at large. And our actions toward every single one of these relationships is essential and is monitored and is going to be judged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. So similarly, in the same way that the actions and behaviors to Allah are, how these are so fully dependent on a sound heart in order for success, the actions toward people are also fully dependent on a sound heart so that they also result in success. Meaning, if a person, you know, really wants to succeed in the spheres of their relationships with others, it also comes down to the heart. If in the heart is purity, if the heart is sound, like the Prophet ﷺ says, then serving other people becomes something that we'd like to do. Obeying our parents becomes something that we enjoy doing because we know therein lies our success. Serving our family becomes something that we want to do. Staying connected with relatives becomes something that we want to do. Not because we have to do it, but because the heart is driving that. The heart is driving it. The heart then drives, you know, giving our wealth for the sake of some, you know, some cause that helps people. Giving our time towards some cause that helps people. Sacrificing for others. And then just broadly, and very broadly speaking, I mean, every relationship transitions from me to someone else. Or let me rephrase that. The focus of every relationship is no longer on me, it's on someone else. But for as long as that heart is corrupt, the focus is on me and not that other person, right? So it's really important that we appreciate that those two primary responsibilities that we have, which are actions and behaviors that please directly Allah Ta'ala through our worship, and then the actions and behaviors toward other people that are essential, and every single one of these is going to be judged. The root source of success for all of these things, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, is the heart. Is the heart. Because as he said, if this is sound, you can expect everything else to be sound afterward. The stem, like the tree, the roots are sound. You can expect the stem and the branches and the leaves and the fruit that it bears. Those are all going to be sound. If you focus on the fruit that's rotting, or you focus on a single fruit, or you focus on one branch and you think that's the problem, or you focus on the trunk and you think that's the problem, you're going to miss it. These are all just symptoms of a bigger problem, which are in the roots. And similarly, if we think that my problem is that is related to the outward action per se, well, then I'm missing the point altogether. I'm not looking at the root cause. So the second half of the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ continues, and he says, as I mentioned, وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ, that when that morsel or that piece of the body or piece of flesh, again, metaphysically or spiritually, let's say figuratively speaking, is corrupt, then the entire body also is corrupt. The result of that flesh, that morsel, or that spiritual heart being corrupt, is that the entire body becomes corrupt. And that's a problem as well, right? I mean, if we think about, you know, why that is, look, the natural preference, but our nafs, desires that we consistently and constantly think about ourselves and ourselves alone. And in fact, if you look at the majority of the world's problems in this day and age, it has to do with that. It has to do with this mentality of me, 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 me. So a heart that has within it a nafs that is so concerned with itself, it will struggle to worship Allah and it will struggle to serve others. Right? How will it struggle to worship Allah? It can't overcome the fact that there's something greater than it than itself. It can't come to this true realization that there is a being that deserves its attention more so than the self. The self is thinking, me, 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 my sleep. How can I wake up for Fajr? I mean, this is not a conversation you have, but this is indirectly happening within the subconscious. You know, it's me, me, me. My sleep is important. How can I wake up for Fajr? My food is important. How can I fast? My legs are important. How can I stand up and pray? You know, my eyes are important. I'd rather look at my device. How can I actually take the Quran, you know, and recite it? You know, my tongue is about me. I want to be able to say the things that I want to say, right? So those things that directly link with our behaviors toward Allah Ta'ala, right? When the heart is corrupt, all of those behaviors are also going to be a problem, primarily because it's so focused on the self. It's all about me, 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 me. What makes me comfortable? What makes me enjoy life? What makes me
be who I want to be. But when a person shifts their attention, or their heart, let's say, is shifted to, toward soundness, then what happens is the behavior becomes focused on Allah and pleasing Allah and Allah alone, because at that point you've annihilated the nafs. Now, similarly, serving others as well, right? The same sort of principle applies, that if we're constantly thinking about ourselves, we're constantly thinking about the food on our plate, and we're constantly thinking about the roof over our head, and we're constantly thinking about who's looking at me, right? I'm not going to have this desire to pay attention to the needs of other people. I'm consistently focused on the needs of myself. And that also stems from the heart, right? I mean, when a person really develops the heart and the soundness of the heart, an inherent effect of that is that they become more concerned with their brother or their sister in front of them than themselves. Up until that point, though, the nafs is in charge. And when the nafs is in charge, it's about how can I please me, and the rest of humanity, including my parents, including my family, including my children, including the community, including everyone at large, right, becomes second nature. So what does this all highlight to us? First of all, I find it incredibly beautiful that the Prophet ﷺ, gave us this in a very direct hadith of his. It could have been left a mystery so that the ummah would have to debate and decide that if I wanted to rectify my actions and my deeds toward Allah, and I wanted to rectify my deeds toward other people, well, let me figure out the formula to how I can do so. Let me figure out, there's so many different theories that will come up. But this hadith is very direct in Bukhari, and the Prophet ﷺ is saying very clearly that you have this one organ, which tells us that if we want to correct our actions, whether it's toward Allah or toward people, if we want to rectify our behaviors, whether it's toward Allah or toward people, there's only one place that we have to look at. There's only one part of our life that we actually have to pay attention to. Everything else is secondary. Everything else will follow suit. And that's the heart. If a person gives attention to the heart, the attention that's needed, then so much is taken care of for them. There's so much that's taken care of for them. Everything else becomes second nature. Everything else becomes second nature. So the Prophet ﷺ gave us this very, very specific instruction, right? He left it there. Wa ala wa hiya al-qalb, that this is the heart. This is the heart. So that means for all of us that if we desire a deeper relationship with Allah, if we desire to express all of those outward deeds that we've heard the people of piety having performed so regularly, the area of focus for us is our heart. If we desire to become selfless people who care more about the rights and needs of others rather than ourselves constantly, the way in this day and age everyone is just focused on themselves, well, we know where we have to focus as well, and that's the heart. The beauty is it's one problem and one solution to fix every struggle that we have in life. It's one organ that if we target, everything else follows suit. And that becomes a measure for success. And in fact, this is one of the reasons why the Quran says, that on the day of judgment, The only person who will succeed is that person who comes to Allah Ta'ala with a pure heart. Right? إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَنِيمٍ قَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ, it also comes in the Qur'an. It makes perfect sense. Right? Yeah, if a person just says, oh, my heart's pure, and they just show it to Allah on the day of judgment, but the actions are not matching it, well, then that's not a sign of success. But we're understanding here full well that the heart is the source of all good, and similarly, that same organ is potentially the source for all corruption as well. So on the day of judgment, if that heart is sound, and that sound heart is presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that becomes the measure of success for us as well. So inshallah, in the next gathering, we'll spend a little bit more time, pointing out the various things that can transform the corrupt heart into a sound heart. And inshallah, we'll do that in the next gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to appreciate the importance that our heart plays in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hearts pure such that our actions and our body is pure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from fasad of the heart that will result in a corrupt heart and corrupt actions toward Him and toward His servants.
وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.